Welcome, everyone, to another episode of LPF Debrief, where Chris and I talk about comic books, TV shows, and movies. And on today's episode, we will be discussing The Mandalorian Season 3, Episode 1, the first one of the season. But this also comes with some spoilers. So, guys, if you don't want to hear the spoilers, please go ahead and pause it. We're also probably going to be spoiling episodes 4 through 7 of Boba Fett, just because I feel like there needs to be some clarity about this. At least the last three episodes of Boba Fett is going to have to be clarified also for some people, because Chris and I predicted this was going to happen, and it kind of happened, and they didn't explain anything to anyone at the beginning of season one, of season three. Like, you know what I mean? So we will probably get into some of that. But again, guys, if you like the content, please like, subscribe, share with a friend. That helps us with the algorithms and all that good stuff, you know, just so we can get seen by some more faces. And if not, that's cool. Just let us know what you guys thought about the episode. So before anything else, let's talk about, Chris, how they literally were just like, here's season three, here's episode one. Now, for me and you, it's not a big deal, right? Because we just watch all the things that are Star Wars, right? But the people who just watched The Mandalorian, right, without having any context of what was going on, those are the people I want to hear from, because I'm really curious to know if they felt like they were disconnected, if they felt like, oh, it was fine, I kind of got the gist of it. Because the way we ended season two of Mando, Grogu gets taken by Luke to go off to do the training, and that's pretty much what the goal was for Mando, right? His goal was to get Grogu to the place that he belongs, and doing this thing. So now, if you went in to go watch episode one of season three, you were going to be like, wait a second, what happened? Like, you know what I mean? Why is Grogu here? Why is this, like, because they didn't explain it at all. And I thought they would have done, like, you know, a scroll or something along the lines to where it's like, you know, they had this whole conversation and they got back together and it makes sense. So, guys, if you are listening to this and haven't watched those last three episodes of Boba Fett, go watch some. If you don't want to watch it, because I know it wasn't for everyone, if you don't want to watch it, at least read a review, because it does explain why Grogu is back with Mando. They had a whole thing happen in those last three episodes of Boba Fett that explains why Grogu is back. So if you're looking for that content, it is there. You could also listen to our reviews, which we break down the episodes anyway, so if you want to do that. But that is what happens, and that is why Grogu is back with Mando. So now that we can clear that up, let's talk about this first episode from the standpoint of us knowing what already happened. What'd you think of the first episode?
It is weird for me to, let me get it out of the way. I like the first episode. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not the strongest start, I guess you could say, but that I feel like that's influenced because of everything else I've been watching. Mm-hmm. Especially by the end of the episode, whenever it ended and the credits rolled, I was like, wait a minute, that's it. And I kind of forgot that we're going back to like 30 minutes, yeah, you know, 30 but to 40 minutes.
Also, but just for that, like what you were saying there with, I felt like this first episode was this way purposely, because when you really think about it, right, the way that we ended Boba Fett, which I just call it Mando 2.5, right? Because the important stuff that happened in Boba Fett all affect Mando, right? And Grogu. So like, whatever the case may be, right? So it's 2.5. So I think at that point, right, this episode was designed to kind of get us set up to where everyone is again, right? Like, we heard a lot of information about a lot of different people who are in the Mandalorian franchise, right? Like, it was a lot of things, like they referenced Grand Moff Gideon.
Which we better get back. I want to see that man again.
Yeah,
He did not have enough time in the Star Wars world.
Well, we need more. We can see him again at the end of the month. He's MegaCon.
Oh, yeah,
Drew. So, yeah, he, you know, but they also explained what happened to Cara Dune, which was, what's her name's character? Forget her name. But her character that was then Gina Carano's character.
That's the girl that said some stuff.
Yes. And they're like, yeah. And then they were like, Nacho, you can't do that.
I missed what they said.
They said that she's with the new,
Forces. Yes.
So, like, she won't, you know, be back probably. I mean, I feel like they'll probably work something out later on and then do, like, a big reveal. But I think they didn't have it ready for season 3. So they were just like, let's just have a place for her. Because notice they didn't say she was dead. So anytime that kind of thing happens, you're kind of like, well, if they work something out later on, we'll be back. So I think a lot of that this episode was just going to establish where we were going again. Like, we need all these things to be like, hey, this happened, and for people to get enough time to wrap their head around why Grogu was back with Mando. So I think that was the goal of this episode. But go ahead.
Oh
yeah,
sorry. The other thing for me was. Like I said, it was just a stop-by episode. Like, he's just, let's catch up. Let's branch out the tree a little bit of where we're going. And let's give you the context of this season, which is Mando trying to become Mando again. I guess he can't call him Mando, right?
Well, I mean, he's no longer a Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so they can't call him Mando. Yeah, so they got to call him
name. But they don't know that, though.
What's his name?
I can't pronounce it. I always say it wrong. It starts with a D.
That opening scene was dope. The ceremony with the kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like the little blue
helmet.
I was like, oh, Jango Fett. And you know, a little kid comes up. And then that whole it's kind of crazy to think that kid's standing there and she's like, I will never show my face. Like, you know, she's like, he's about to repeat it. Before that crocodile thing comes up.
Yeah.
Alligator thing.
Which, so. Before we move on, Monster Hunter, just go ahead and take the opportunity. Like, take the opportunity. Just go ahead, get us some Mandalorian skins. Take the opportunity. Because the first thing I thought of when that thing popped up was, we're in Monster Hunter. Let's go. Like, go ahead and get a few of the skins. You can put a little helmet in there. Monster Hunter already does, like, different collabs and stuff. Let's get a Star Wars collab in there. People will love it.
But doing the death roll and everything like that, I thought it was a dope scene. The thing I get annoyed whenever characters are upset, right? Mm. Of like, so what's her name?
The armor.
Huh?
You're talking about
armor? No, not the armor. No. Bo-Katan. Mm-hmm. Whenever he goes and visits her and she's sitting on the throne, he's like, where is everybody? She's like, well, they left because you had the sword. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, hold on. You're going to get mad because he didn't let you in? Come on. he did it the right way. And it's like, yeah, I want you to be the leader. We got to fight. But also, you got to beat me. I'm not going to let you beat the crap out of me. Come on now. So, her whole attitude towards everything. I was like, man, if this girl doesn't
get she will also be at MegaCon at the end of the
month. Yes, she will. Oh, is it her or the other one? No, there was another.
No, there's both of them. Oh, Mercedes is going to be there too, who I'm taking a picture with on Thursday.
Can't wait. I didn't know she was a wrestler.
Yes. That's where I know her from.
Yeah. So, overall, episode was good compared to what we've been watching, like Last of Us and stuff like that. Last of Us right now is up there.
Well, yeah.
So,
but that's a pretty quick story. I mean, we have to be escalated fast on that one.
I'm going to go ahead and say it wasn't a strong start for me. I was just like, okay, we're catching up. And that was it. That was that episode. And it ended very quickly. And I was like, okay, so I got the plot. We got where we're going. And that's it. It also confirms the reason why they shouldn't have put those episodes in Boba Fett. Those episodes should have been the start of this.
Well, I said that as soon as we saw it.
I know. Because then, like if I saw those episodes here, I'd be like, oh my god, this is so, they started off popping off like he has the sword, all this. This is
why I said what I said when we watched those Boba Fett episodes, right? Because I don't care what anyone says. They might deny this to the end of time. I don't think those were the last three episodes of Boba Fett. Like, those last three episodes were the first three episodes of this season. Like, I don't care what anyone says. Like, you know what I mean? There's no way, because we live in this digital age now, right, where you can record enough content and subtract and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So the Boba Fett show was only designed for really like episode two to show us the things. And like I said, what Star Wars is doing, the Star Wars that has worked for Disney this whole time has been pretty simple. It's you give us a new character, but you splash in the old characters. Anytime you do that, all of those have been successful. Like, you know what I mean? This show has been successful with that. Episode 7 was successful with that. Like, Clone Wars, Bad Batch, like, the sprinkle of the old characters is what people want, but they want new stories. So that's the way that it works for them. Anytime they try to put anything from the older stuff in the forefront, it's either, you know what I mean? So, or people receive it some kind of way because people feel they already know that story, right? To whatever extent they need to know it to. So that's why, like, in this case, it's just like, the whole Boba Fett show, I felt like they were kind of like, they treated it as if, I don't want to do this, we're getting forced to do this, right? And that show felt like that the whole time. And that's why when they were like, you know what, the show's not doing as well as we thought it was, let's just throw in the last three episodes because Boba's in those episodes anyway, and then we can work around that. We can just shoot certain things. Again, I could be totally wrong. They probably never admit it. We'll probably never know. I'm just going to say that's how I felt watching those last three episodes of Boba Fett and knowing how this episode started. Because, like you said, if they would have put those Mando episodes in the first three and then this was like episode four, it'd be taken differently, right? So I personally, myself, took it as episode four because I've already associated those last three episodes with this season of the show. Because it is, like, you know what I mean? Because it made no sense to have Grogu get for their reunion to happen on someone else's show. I don't care if the universe is connected, like, you know what I mean? You can't guarantee that people are going to go and watch that show, like, you know what I mean? And when you don't give anyone, even now where you would have thought, maybe if we give them a scroll or something like that, hey, if you want more information, go watch these three episodes, like, you know what I mean? Now you're going to have people searching for it, which then, you know, people don't like to do that either. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to go back and, like, look for that unless they really, really want to watch it. So I think the way that they handled it could have been better. I definitely think those could have been easily the first three episodes of this because that a lot happened. Remember the Darksaber battle happened? There was a lot that happened in Mando's story. And Mando's story and Grogu's story in those last three episodes of Boba Fett that warrant that it should have been in here. So I think that was one of the ways that they started off poorly. I don't think the episode's a bad episode. I just think it's not the best episode one at the time. Although I liked everything they did in this episode. I wasn't like all the stuff that they did is the Star Wars that I want. I want all that weird stuff in there. I want all those aliens. I want different races. I want
space pirates.
Like, I want space pirates. I want air combat. Like, that's my Star Wars for me. So for me, the episode was perfect. Like, I like all of those things that they did. Like, I like when it's like, I love space battles. First, that's my favorite part. That's why my favorite character is who he is. But like, I love the space. You know, I love the space battles. I love that we can show that in a television format now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine you would have never thought that we could show like a whole space battle on TV. And now we can, right? So just seeing those kind of stuff, seeing the cool things that are going on in the planet that, I forget the character's name because I didn't write it down. But played by Carl Weathers, who will also be at Con. So, yes, but I forget his name off the top of my head, but just what he's done with the city and how everything looks and how everything is like, you know, like they're striving, right? They had the pirates come in trying to drink in what was an old saloon is now a school. And he's like, yo, get out of here. Like, you know what I mean? And then he was like, try me if you want to, but just because I'm, you know, in this position of power, don't mean you can't get shot. Like, you know what I mean? Don't think this don't mean I lost my speed. Like, you know what I mean? Cause he came out back, hit him right in the hand. Right. Like, so, and then when the homeboys tried to jump in, Mando was like, oh yes, I was waiting. Like, you know, I was waiting for an opportunity to also shoot. You know what I mean? So it was nice to see those kind of scenes though. Right. Like where also just, they're also referencing the New Republic, right? The New Republic. They're referencing stuff from episode 7, like, you know what I mean? Like from around that time, where we're starting to see stuff from the sequel trilogy, which is, you know, actually some there are redeemable things that were in the sequel trilogy, right? And I think we like have
the mechanics. I don't know what that race is called.
Yeah, they're great. The and Azaleans.
I said they were the worms from
From Men in Black.
Yeah.
The Anazalians, they were great. They were, I mean, that's an episode 9 reference, which was probably the best part of episode 9 was Babu Freak. But adding that race, right? Like, I didn't even think that we would get those back, right? Like, I didn't even think about the race. Like, so it was a nice surprise where, like, they're all in the little space, and Mando's just this big character just sitting in that space like this, and he's just like, can you fix it? Like, and this is them fixing IG-11.
He's out in the back. He's like, he says he can't fix it. He's like, I got that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Like, it was funny because at first you're like, wait, what? What are you saying? And then it kind of clears up. And as we're hearing it too, we see, gosh, what's this character's name? But he's out there just shouting, saying like, hey, he says you can't fix it. Like, Mando's already frustrated at this point. And he's just like, bro, like, I can hear them now. I get it. Like, it was just that one time that I kind of didn't understand what he was saying. Like, you know what I mean? And then we have Grogu, who's just like, yes. The side comments and the stuff that they were saying, when he was just like, that's a bad child. Like, it just sounds so funny in that little, in their voice. So that part was a nice highlight for me. I really enjoyed seeing them trying to fix IG-11, which we talked about. When did we talk about IG-11? We were talking about that on a show and we couldn't remember his name. I don't remember where we were talking about it. Were you thinking
about K2?
No, it was probably last week. It was IG-11. Right. It was IG. Which is sad, I know K2 because K2 is my favorite droid.
I have IG-11 right, right there. He's blurred out, but... Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
so, but also his name is Greef Karga.
Yes. Okay.
Karga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so that whole conversation to me was hilarious. IG-11, we're going to get the return of IG-11, which is cool. Like I said, Chris and I were talking about that last week and just how he always wanted a self-destruct and then he finally got that self-destruct thing. So Mando's whole idea is like, I need to fix this so I can go through the surface of... he wants to go to the surface of Mandalore so that he can go bathe in the water and become redeemed so he can become a Mandalorian again, because that's the only way. Of course, the armorer is like, look, like that place is poisoned.
Listen, and everybody thinks he's high.
Yeah.
And that's what I got from that, because Bo-Katan was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, the way the armorer is like, this is the way.
Yeah, like, she's like, you ain't like, gonna make it back.
Good luck.
Yeah, she's like, you ain't gonna make it back. But
she's like, if you can, I mean, go ahead, but...
And that's the thing, though, because it's a really interesting turn of events for them, because, like, she respects him, right? There's no way she doesn't, right? Just knowing, like, what he's gone through and all that stuff. But, like, they also have a really strict following, right? And that's why I thought the beginning of the episode was really cool, where it was saying that the child was saying these things so that they can become, you know, like a Mandalorian, right? And it's great context, because it's like, oh, look at this kid trying to do that. And then we have the person who saved the day, who's not considered a Mandalorian anymore, trying to redeem himself to pretty much put himself back in that position. And I thought it was really good to see.
Yeah, I'd like to think that she's annoyed with him. That she respects him. She respects him, but I also want to think like, listen, man, I gave up my forge for you.
Yeah,
I'm in this cave. I'm doing this. Like, what else do you want from me? Yeah. Go get the information. Go get out there. And he's like, well, technically, I could still be a Mandalorian if I do that. Fine. Just get out of here. Just get out.
Hey, I'm pretty sure she shouldn't be annoyed after he basically saved their lives with coming in with his awesome
Thought that one bigger dude, like, I thought it would be kind of like an ongoing joke of, like, he shows up.
Yeah.
Like Mando shows up and then he just immediately starts to throw a punch to get in there. I also wanted to point out the Star Wars Rebels reference, which was dope. And of course, Mando was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Mando was sleeping. And it was kind of funny because what made the episode fun is that I was watching it at work with coworkers and stuff. And during our break, Disney. Relax. We like to, you know how like you sit with a group of friends and you're just like you're adding your own like narration to everything.
You're doing your own commentary.
So whenever Grogu picks up the one of the mechanics, I was like, I'm eating this one. Yeah. He's like, I saw the whales out in space. Yeah. You were sleeping. I'm hungry. This one's mine. I thought it was a really cool. I mean, a lot of people in the room, there were some people in the room, they're like, I don't understand what's going on. And I was like, that is a big, big, big reference to Rebels. And that is for those fans that have been watching the cartoons and stuff like that.
And that's, you know how I feel about those references. Those references are my favorite because I feel like it's enough. It's not like people will be confused but the thing is, it's not like enough detail to where it's like, oh, this thing matters like right now. Right. Because. They use that as a point for Grogu to show like, oh, how comfortable he is with Mando, or like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's going to like curl up under him and stuff like that. But also Mando sleeping during hyperspeed is pretty dope. Like you just go into hyperspeed and you just take a quick little nap. You know what I mean? But
you got to, especially with him.
Yeah. Cause he's always doing something like, you know, so yeah, it was nice to see, but yeah, it was a great reference for, Rebels, and I love, of course, they're going to always throw those little ones in there, and it makes us be like, dang, I remember that. Like, there's a story to all of this, like, you know what I mean? And us kind of knowing that story is pretty cool. And like I said, I will stand by this. Those two shows, Clone Wars and Rebels, are easily some of the best Star Wars you'll ever watch. Clone Wars is the best Star Wars story, period. I don't care what anyone says. But especially with that ending, like the recent ending, like that it's finally ended the way it was supposed to. There's no better story. It shows off the Anakin and Obi-Wan relationship that we wanted in the prequels. It shows off the clones just being like their diversity, like, and how cool they were, even though they're all the like technically all the same. Ahsoka's character, like, come on, you don't get any better. Ezra, and then of course, you know, Thrawn shows up too, so. Listen, those two shows, perfection. So
speaking of which, if you are, these just came out.
I definitely recommend it to anyone who hasn't watched it yet. Please go enjoy those. So,
all right. These just came out if you're a Lego fan.
This is for our viewing audience. Chris is showing us a Captain Rex.
Yeah. For,
and if you guys are listening, we do also do this on YouTube. So, and a clone commander, Cody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
When are you building those? You streaming that or what?
Heck no, I'm not streaming that.
Okay.
See, I have my idiot moments. I can't let those moments.
Well, you just edit those out then. Or are you going to put a video
on? While I'm live streaming?
Okay, yeah. Well, no one, if no one's in the live stream, you can be like, nah, that never happened.
I was going to ask you too, is Hondo alive? When Mando's around?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because whenever the pirates were coming up, I was like, oh my God, are we getting Hondo? And then I would think Hondo.
And, because Hondo... I don't think Hondo... I think he is. But that's something we'll have to check. But I think he is. He might be. Because I don't
know... Is there anything after Mandalorian that we've been watching?
Well, like you mean time-wise?
Yeah.
No, the only thing that's after Mando is supposed to, is the sequel trilogy, because Mando, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed to be between 6 and 7.
Wait, where's Rebels take place?
Rebels takes place before before four.
Oh damn!
Okay. Yeah, because Rebels takes place after during three.
Yeah.
Because remember, the Order 66 has already happened in Rebels, and Ahsoka's already gone, and like you know, she's already denounced the Jedi and all that stuff. So we're like deep. Yeah, because it's right before. If I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be right before the events. I think it ends before Rogue One starts. Like, right before Rogue One starts.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah, and, you know, some of those characters, we don't know how long their lifespans are, which is why it's fine to bring, like, the aliens and all that stuff back. So, you can bring them back and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Like, because we don't know the lifespan of some of these aliens, which is why you can just use the, like, aliens or whatever and be like, yeah, they live 1,000 years. So, I think it's cool. But, yeah, overall... Like I was saying with this episode, it was very much a setup episode for us just to kind of get things clarity of what things are going on, even though they did not explain how he got Grogu back. If you guys do want to find that out, please just go read up a review or watch the last three episodes of Boba Fett, and that information will be there for you. And then, yeah, but besides that, I thought it was a good setup episode. I'm excited for this show to be back. It's one of my favorite Star Wars like stories. I think they do such a good job at expanding that universe, even though we have some details of like older characters and stuff like that. But I think it's very much its own. I'm obviously love Pedro Pascal, so anytime he's working, I'm gonna be there. But yeah, overall, I thought it was you know a decent episode. It wasn't their strongest first episode, but I also don't think it was designed to be. So I think it was designed to do what it did. And for me, it did it. So that was my thoughts on the episode. What was your favorite part before we head out, Chris?
Sorry. Getting choked up. Favorite part is either the beginning with the fighting scene with the crocodile or... Because I forgot to mention also that Forger is badass because she runs underneath to save... to save somebody. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool. It's either that or Grogu in the ship getting to witness the, I forgot what those things are called, but yeah, that moment was dope. Cause I like that. The big thing about Clone Wars and Rebels was that when they talk about the Force in a spiritual way, right. And we get to see that side of them going into the realms or, you know, stuff like that. The stuff that's in space, the creatures and everything like that. I always thought, I'm like, why isn't this in the movie and like aiding the movies? And now that they're slowly starting to bring those in and they're in the space, I've been really enjoying it. Yeah. So
they, the main thing with the reason why they didn't do it with the movies is because they got set on making it about the Skywalkers. Like, you know what I mean? And once they took those approach, it kind of did what it did. Right. So like when we watch episode 4, 5, and 6, there it was definitely set to be a Luke story, right? Regardless of what George Lucas says and saying he had the prequels ready or whatever, but it was very much to be like a good and evil thing, et cetera, et cetera. So like all of the details and stuff, you know, they didn't even know if they were going to be able to have, if people were going to like it to make three movies. So when the lore started afterwards, that was the things that you're saying should have happened in the prequels. Like, you know what I mean? And then that's why Clone Wars works, because Clone Wars is the prequels that we were supposed to get. Like, if that makes, like, you know what I mean? The thing, the events that happened in Clone Wars are literally what we wanted as movies. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, it, like, as a, like, especially the relationship between Obi-Wan and Anakin. Like, 1,000%. You know what I mean? So, I think that's why the movies didn't do that. And then the sequel trilogy, we know, were just, it was just off. Like, started off strong, and then they just had no communication for 8, and, you know, because of that, it, but, like, it faltered because of 9, like, 8, like, 9 had no shot because of what happened in 8, unless he would have, you know, JJ would have put his, like, one of them would have had to put their pride aside to cohesive the story, but I don't blame either one of the directors. I actually blame the people in charge, because you're supposed to have a creative conversation about, hey, we're gonna have a trilogy, even though there's different directors, we still want the story to be, match up to what it needs to match up to and not be this crazy thing. But I could do a whole video on why those need to be, like, the way those could have been fixed. So maybe I'll do that one day. But that was that. But for me, my favorite part was, I would say the Monster Hunter scene. For sure. I'm calling it the Monster Hunter scene because that's what it was. It was Monster Hunter. Or at least it was that game. You remember, what was that game called where you played with four people and one person was a monster? It, like, it died out really quickly. Remember? Was it not Prey? It was like, you got to be like four survivors. Evolve. There we go. Yeah. It was kind of like Evolve where it was just like, you're there fight like a bunch of people fighting this one thing. So it was pretty cool. That game was actually pretty decent. But overall, like I said, what I said before, I thought it was pretty dope. I thought it was decent episode. I'm excited for what comes next. And I mean, we're going to get more Pedro Pascal on Sunday for Last of Us. Also, check out those reviews. Chris and I are reviewing that also. I think we got two more episodes left of that. And then we're diving into Mando. So there's going to be some content. We're going to have at least two videos for you. Guys, I may drop a Demon Slayer video, which I saw, but it was interesting to say the most, but I'll talk about that off stream. But besides that, thank you guys, as always, for joining us. Please like, comment, share, do all that good stuff. Get us out there, so we can just keep talking about the stuff that, like, we like to talk about. But until next time, Fire Team out.